So you had your first morning with the first four or five parts of the body. And I hope you had some insights or just coming back to it or maybe noticing it's hard to even remember or anything else. So we will start with just sitting in settling a little bit, and then we'll move into the second part. So I'm inviting you to find a comfortable posture. Inviting yourself back into this space, into this posture with kindness and in a gentle way. Now let's begin with a practice. So we will again just start reciting the next five. So our afternoon practice is flesh, sinews, bones, bone marrow, kidneys. And we're starting with reciting that five times out loud and five times internally. So flesh, sinews, bones, bone marrow, kidneys, 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 flesh, sinews, bones, bone marrow, kidneys. So from the, we're moving like from the more distant extremities, we're now moving closer in or to the what makes up the body. And one thing I also want to invite you, because we are all learning in different ways. And so for some of us, we're visual learners, so it can really be helpful to actually, like, if that's possible. Obviously, that's not possible with many of the things, but with some of them, you actually can look at them, right? And that might help you. Or you can look at the anatomical chart back there, or with the bones, you can look at our bony friend back there. And for some of us, so just reciting can be very helpful if you're some more auditory learner. And tactile is very important too, right? So I learn well when I feel things, when I touch things. So that's something you can also explore, especially in this, not with all of it, but some of the, definitely like the flesh, sinews, bones. And then with the first five we did this morning, you can touch them and see, so what's actually the experience of muscle, of skin, of hair, right? To just that, to have it maybe a more rounded experience. So it's not just, because we really want to get it from the head into a felt sense, a felt understanding of the body. So whatever helps you with that. So just really as you're listening to the descriptions, you can just sit in a meditative state and just receive that, right? So it's not really like classroom learning. So again, like we don't not only want to learn from our head, but just let that really move through the entire being. So flesh or muscle. So the color, mostly red. Shape, like pieces of meat bunched together. Meat, of course, is muscle. many sizes and shapes. The direction is above and below the waist. Location under the skin, mostly. The illumination is bordered by skin, sinews, membranes. The definition, so there are over 900 muscles under the skin. They're composed of cells or fibers that affect movement of an organ or part of the body. Also has properties of elasticity, conductivity, irritability, as well as static support, like the muscles of posture in our back. The smallest muscle in the inner ear, called stapedius, measures 1/20th of an inch. And it has the ability to modify and dampen loud noise to avoid ear damage. And the strongest muscle of the body is the buttock, or the gluteus maximus. And the function is to hold the body upright, and to shorten, contract, lengthen, to move or bring movement. Some of it is voluntary, some involuntary, like the muscles in the gut. So, muscles. The lungs are moved by muscles. The heart is a muscle. The next one are sinews or connective tissue. Over 900 tendons, ligaments, and cartilages in the body. Color is white. The shape is various string, band, and cushion shapes. Direction is above and below the waist. Location under the skin and flesh interwoven into the skeleton. Delimitation bordered by the bones below and the flesh above and around. Definition of tendons is fibrous connective tissue serving for the attachment of muscles to bones and is capable of withstanding lots of tension. You can feel tendons, get your and your wrist. Usually you can feel them there. You can feel them behind the knee or at the heel. They feel different than muscles. And the definition of ligaments are sheets or bands of tough fibrous tissue that connects bones to bones or cartilages at the joint or supporting an organ. So in Latin that means to tie or bind together. And then cartilage, it's a stiff and yet flexible connective tissue that forms cushions between bones, as well the joints between the rib cage, the ear, nose, elbow, knee, ankle, bronchial tubes, vertebrae discs. It is not as hard and rigid as bone, but it's stiffer and less flexible than muscle. Helps keep the body connected and prevents friction of the bones or just lends structure like the tip of the nose. We can feel that in the ears, cartilage. So the function is to connect the body to bones and organs to hold this all together like an erect or set. So tendons, ligaments, cartilage. Next one are the bones. So color is white. Shape, well, the human form, the human skeleton. Direction above and below the waist. Location, found within the body. Delimitation is bone marrow within and sinews above with some flesh. So definition, human skeleton is a bony framework of a body, and it consists of 206 bones, 80 in the trunk and 126 in the limbs. There are 230 joints in the body. And more than half the bones in the human body are in the hands and feet. The human hand has 27 bones, and the foot has 26. A newborn baby has 350 bones. So they join, some of them join at some point. So almost every 7 years, the body replaces the equivalent of an entire new skeleton. The largest bone is the pelvis or hip bone. And the smallest is the stirrup in the ear, which is hardly larger than a grain of rice. And the jawbone is the hardest bone. The function, human bones form part of the endoskeleton of the body, and they're very lightweight and strong. So if you ever picked up a bone, you're surprised how light they are. They are made, or their function is just so amazing. Bones store minerals, so most notably calcium and phosphorus, and also important growth factors. The bones support the body and anchors the muscles to facilitate motion. So bones can serve to protect internal organs, like the skull protecting the brain, for example, or the ribs protecting heart and lungs. Bones. The next one is bone marrow. The color can be yellow or red, or a mixture. The shape, it is adapted to wherever it is in, so it has a consistency, a little bit of gelatin or jello, a bit firmer. Direction is above, below the waist. The location, the marrow is found mainly in the flat bones, such as the hip, sternum, skull, ribs, vertebrae and shoulder blades, as well as in the at the end of the long bones of the upper arm bone and the thigh bone. And the delimitation is bordered by the inner surface of the bones. So definition is the soft tissue occupying the soft cavities of bones. There are two types of bone marrow, red and yellow. So red blood cells, platelets, and most white blood cells arise in the red marrow. At birth, all bone marrow is red. And with age, more is converted to yellow. In cases of severe blood loss, the body can convert yellow marrow to some extent back to red marrow to increase blood cell production. The function is a formation of blood cells and a little bit to nutrients to store energy. And the bone marrow contains cells that are responsible for the production of blood cells. Bone marrow. And then the last organ for this afternoon are the kidneys. So the color can be dark purple, brownish, and the shape is like large kidney beans. Haha. It's where the beans have their names from. The direction is above the waist, and the location is the mid bag behind the abdomen, each on one side of the spine. So if you want to bring your hands like above, like where your hip bone ends, so a little bit higher, so in that space. And you can feel them, so, but you can bring the hands to that area. And I just appreciate that they're there, doing amazing work there. So the limitation is surrounded by the back and the abdomen. And there are, in a normal body, there are two kidneys. Each is about 4 to 6 ounces, 4.5 inches long, 2 to 3 inches wide, and about 1 inch thick. And the function is that the kidneys form urine from blood plasma. So they help clean the blood. And they're also the major regulators of water, electrolyte, blood pressure, and the acid-base content of the blood. And with that, indirectly, of many body fluids. They also eliminate waste that would be toxic otherwise to the body, such as urea. And about 400 gallons of blood flow through the kidneys in one day, which equals about 16.5 gallons an hour. And kidneys were once popularly regarded as the seat of conscious and reflection. And a number of verses in the Bible state that God searches out and inspects the kidneys of humans. And there's also a quote in the Talmud that states that one of the two kidneys counseled what is good and the other evil. And another really amazing fact is like one kidney can actually do the job. And that is why some people donate a kidney to somebody whose kidneys are not functioning anymore and who would otherwise be bound to a life of dialysis several times a week. Kidneys. And if that feels right to you, you can end the practice with maybe just appreciating, bringing a sense of appreciation to these body parts. Maybe wishing them well. Again, we're not forcing that, we can, but if it comes easy, naturally, then just feel free to do that. We are appreciating their function, all the work that they're doing in the body, mostly unappreciated until they don't function anymore. So before we're moving into Qigong, I had two announcements, one of which I can remember right now, which is that, my team here, they got me covered. So one is that Marcy will do a short sitting posture clinic at 4:30. At 4:30, so at the end of the sitting meditation, so whoever has questions about seated posture can just stay a few minutes before they move into walking meditation, and whoever is happy with their posture or knows that's just the way it is at this point in the retreat, they can do walking meditation. And what was the other thing?
Sense.
Oh, yes, sense. So we have some people here who are highly allergic to scents, so even like essential oils. So we would really ask that everybody is refraining from using scented products, essential oils, anything, perfumes, really as an act of love for each other. And for those of you who are sensitive, like what we have done in the past is actually, if that would be helpful, to actually move to, that's why you're sitting there,
yes,
to move to one of the windows, because that can be helpful because there's a little bit more of airflow in there. So thank you. Anything else?
Okay, so we're going to take a few minutes for a transition, going out and getting a drink.